Let's go!
Set the party season off right this summer with Bruno Mars' new album, 24 Karat Magic.
Get ready.
Put the number two's up right now!
Broadcasting live.
The biggest event of 2016.
RB Fridays live.
Ash London live.
What a night to be alive. I'm coming to you live from Adelaide, where the R&B Fridays live tour is hitting tonight, which means, yes, 14-year-old Ashley would be very excited about what's going down tonight because I sit down with TLC for a chat. It's going to be epic. Not only that, Troye Sivan, one of our favourite artists, calls through before his big Aries performance tomorrow. So much good stuff coming up. Plus, I am so deep into Bruno Mars' new album that I'm dying to talk about it. So in 10 minutes' time, I'm taking you through all my favourite tracks of 24K Magic, but let's get straight into some music for your Tuesday night. Peking Duck called this producer one of the important sounds in the world right now. I'm talking about Muramasa. He's teamed up with ASAP Rocky for this one. It's Lovesick. You are listening to Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
We haven't heard from Bruno Mars for a while. He had Doo-Wops and Hooligans, which is the first album he kicked it off with. Then he had Unorthodox Jukebox. We loved both of them. Then Uptown Funk came and we were like, surely there's an album on its way. Then we get to wait ages for the album. And then he brought out the Pinky Ring Anthem 24K Magic and an album with it to boot. And I got to say, I'm absolutely loving what he has done with this thing. So I'm going to play three of my favorite tracks off the album so far. Kicking it off with That's What I Like.
Gold jewelry shine is so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
So it's kind of like a bit sexy, almost like a bit of a boys to men vocal vibe, but a bit more of kind of like a, I don't know, like a disco-y electric thing happening. This is a really new kind of sound that we don't hear a lot of on the radio now, so I'm super stoked. Another track that I want to play for you is one that we premiered last week in full. But in case you missed it, I want to play it again because this is like an old school sexy slow jam. It's called Versace on the Floor.
Ooh, I love that dress, but you won't need it anymore. No, you won't need it no more. Let's just kiss till we make it bed. Versace on the
obviously talking about the fact that someone's wearing Versace and he's saying, put that Versace on the floor, aka get naked girl, and I am okay with that. Do you know what else I'm okay with? People singing songs about chunky ladies being sex gods, and that's exactly what Bruno has done with track two on the album called Chunky.
Ooh, chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops. That truck down and daisy dunks.
Love that track, and I love Bruno Mars. The album is called 24K Magic. It is available now, and the title track is one that we all know all too well. Let's get it on the air now. From Bruno Mars, this is 24K Magic on Ash London Live.
Get ready.
Put the number two's up right now.
Broadcasting live.
The biggest event of 2016.
R&B Fridays live.
Ash London live.
Well, this has got to be a life highlight. Just chilling on a couch backstage. With TLC.
Like that. That's,
I mean,
so funny. We do that a lot.
First of all, your new single, Haters, it's been in our head all week.
Oh,
it's so cool. Catchy.
Thank you.
And I think it's a really timely track for the world we live in right now. And you girls are just like, two fingers up, absolutely.
Hilarious.
Has it been exciting for you to see the response? I mean, after all these years, to come back, release something out there, which would feel so good to put it out, and then the people be like, yeah, we love, we're sending love back.
Absolutely. I mean, even in the audience when we sing it, they're singing all the words. Mm. Even to the new song, I'm like, it just came out, and they're like, hey, just go. I'm like, go, girl. So it's amazing.
Yeah, if you need a backup dancer or something, Tom over here in the hat.
He's like, yes, me.
He's ready to go, and he knows every word to that song.
Okay. It's cool.
I would expect that people like you who've had so many hits and who are, you know, goddesses, yes, you'd be able to tell. But you're saying that it's really, even if you think it's a hit, sometimes you're taking a chance when you're putting a track out.
You can have a great song and everybody in the room be like, oh, this is a smash. But right, if the engine behind it isn't running, it's like having a car with no engine.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't run.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, so you hope that the label or whomever is marketing it does a good job too. But I have to say, the TLC Army always has our back. Like, always.
I love it. And I'm sure you guys have each other's back.
Oh, absolutely. You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a given.
Do you keep each other in check? If one of you's acting out, the other person go put it back in?
I think so, but we don't never, like, usually the funny thing is if she's mad, I'm calm. If I'm mad, she's calm, which is good because we both got some tempers.
Yeah, you don't want two angry girls at once.
No, not in TLC. You really don't, because trust me.
No.
That's not what you want, honey. Trust me on that, okay?
That's not what you
I will tell you.
More with T-Boz and Chile in about 10 minutes' time. But now, Starly, call on me. This is Ash London Live.
Get ready.
Put the number tools up right now.
Broadcasting live.
The biggest event of 2016.
RB Friday's Live.
Ash London Live.
Of course, tonight we are going to hear you play No Scrubs. I want to ask the question, are scrubs worse now or back then?
About the same to me.
Yeah.
It's been going on for years and still going to be going on, unfortunately.
We're in heaven. Is there
going to
be scrubs?
No. I don't want no scrubs in heaven. Surely that's when we get respite from it.
I'm saying when we're in heaven, like, there are no scrubs there. But okay. I'm saying it's still going to be, it's just never going to stop.
The book is always the same. The characters change. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're on this tour with some other huge names. I imagine that you would know a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like a bit of a reunion for you?
It's cool to me. Yeah, it's just always good to see your peers, especially ones you haven't seen.
Yeah.
And we just toured with Nelly last year, with New Kids on the Block. So it was awesome to see everybody again.
What is it, do you think, about your music and about Nelly's music that really has lived on through the, well, I don't want to say ages, it hasn't been ages, but through kind of like a decade, you know, it's been more. What is it about that music? Is it the nostalgia? Is it the way it was created? Is it the message behind it?
It's lyrical content and I think timeless music. Yeah. You know, stuff that can go from generation to generation. Like, when my daughter asked me, she likes the Jacksons, and she was like, but this song is so old. I'm like, good music is good music, and it lives forever.
Yeah, and now we're seeing so much of the music that's being put out, especially in the EDM world, is sampling those classics. How often do you guys get approached these days with people wanting to sample your stuff?
I mean, it goes to someone else, but it comes to you.
Yeah.
It's like political, you know, they have chain of command.
Yeah. As long as you're at the top of that chain of command, everyone's happy.
Yeah, but we have to approve it.
Of course.
So that's most important.
Yeah. Well, girls, everyone in that crowd tonight is absolutely peaking off the very thought of you performing for them.
Thank
you for coming so far to play for us and committing to this tour. Girls, I love ya. You've got a show to do. Thanks for making time to chat.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was our chat with TLC from earlier tonight. Man, I love those girls. And I got to tell you, one of the highlights of my life was hearing them perform this track live. I was side of stage just Snapchatting up a storm. From R&B Fridays live in Sydney, this is No Scrubs from TLC.
Ash London live.
Hi Ash, how's it going?
So good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. A little bit jet lagged, but good.
Here's the thing, Troy boy. I have had my own tour experience of late. In fact, I've been on tour for a total of 5 days. And
where did you go?
Well, this is thing called R&B Fridays live. So I'm on tour with like Nelly, TLC, Montel Jordan, Blackstreet, Maya.
No way.
Yes, it's been incredible.
That's rad. Did you get to go on a tour bus?
There's no bus, man. We have like a van that I kind of get to go in sometimes.
Yeah. Are you doing
not
the whole thing?
Like,
oh, man, I don't even know what city we're in right now.
Honestly, I feel so badass. Like, I go to check in at airports and they're like, where are you flying today to today? And I'm like, I don't even know, man. I'm so important and like well-traveled right now.
Yeah, I have no idea. And then you got to like check where you are and
I've only been doing this for 5 days and already I want to die. Like, I've eaten nothing but like shitty potato and bread. I miss my family. Yep. I'm emotional. I'm tired. How the hell have you done this for so long and not like murdered your manager, Emma, or something?
I've come very close to murdering people a few times this year. But, but in general, it's been the best year ever. Like, I don't know, you know, of course, it's like a weird lifestyle and schedule and everything. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm getting to see the world and play music, and that's the dream. So it's like, it's all good. And now, I mean, I'm excited to be off the road for a little while, but I'm sure as soon as I like write a new song that I'm stoked about, I'm going to like want to play it for everyone and get back out on the road. So
on the road again. Well, your last two tweets have been about the fact that you're in Australia. I'm guessing you were just super, super happy to be home.
I'm so happy to be home. The thing is as well is that like I have been really happy in the States, like super, super chill there. But then I get home and I don't realize how much I've missed it and how amazing Australia is until I come back home. Like, we really live in the best country in the world.
It's true. There are certain things you can only do when you're home in Australia. Like, you don't want to walk down to the local milk bar in Hollywood without shoes on because you'll, like, step on a needle and you will have rabies.
Yeah, and everyone will look at you weird.
Totally. They wouldn't look at you weird. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, my God, Troye Sivan, not wearing shoes. And the next day, like, a whole legion of teenagers all over the world will be walking around without shoes on.
No, yeah, I'm totally down with always going barefoot everywhere, but you can't really do that in America. People don't like it.
Well, now I can introduce you to my favorite saying in the world, which is no shoes, no blues.
Ah, right. That's true. Yeah, I relate to that.
Yeah, you should write a song called No Shoes, No Blues featuring Ashton.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Australian collaborators, looking at your last album, the likes of Alex Hope and Betty Who, TK Midza, you've worked with some pretty incredible Australian chicks who are just killing it around the world. It must be so cool to be a part of that kind of team of people.
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan of Australian music. I think there's so many talented people here, and we just got a really, really cool, like, group of people. And so I was so stoked to just, like, keep it local with everyone that I was working with. I was so, like, happy with that and just excited. And TK has, like, this soundtrack to my pre-show hype-up session for the entire tour. She's got this one song called Carry On that makes me feel like the baddest, like,
B-word
in the world. I can't say that word, I don't think, on the radio. But seriously, like, makes me want to strut my stuff. Like, if you ever see me, like, strutting out onto the stage thinking I'm, like, Beyonce or something, chances are I was listening to TK Midza right before I came out.
Troye Sivan fans, do not worry. There's more where that came from. So stay tuned. In 10 minutes' time, we'll have more with Troy. Stick around. More with Troye Sivan next.
Ash London Live.
You're going to be the Aries this week. I'm super stoked that finally, like, you've been touring the world. You've been representing Australia so hard in, like, stadiums and arenas all over the world. I'm so happy that now you get to come home and attend the Aries and kind of, like, I don't know, celebrate what's happened with a whole other team of Australian artists and producers and managers. That must be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. It's just like, it feels like a really, really nice party that we can all throw to just, like you said, like, celebrate. You know, this album was made here mostly, and mostly by, like, Australians, and it just feels really, really nice to be able to come back and just, like, A, say thank you to everyone, and B, just, like, have a party and be like, congrats everyone, because this has been a really, really crazy year for all of us. So it's gonna be nice, I think.
If I don't see you half naked on a tabletop at 1 a.m. with a bottle of
sorely disappointed. Yeah.
So disappointed. I'm gonna be, like, trolling you from the corner, like, yelling, "You suck, Troy!"
I've been planning, like, I'm just completely blocked out the next day for months because I know that it's not gonna be pretty.
That's what I like to hear. That is what will make me proud. You are becoming, whether or not you want to admit it or you're comfortable with the title, you are becoming a bit of a fashion icon. You are always looking chic.
No.
You are, though. You can't deny it. You can't wear the clothes you wear and then be like, no, I'm not a fashion icon. You look great, man.
Thank you.
Have you organized? You're welcome. Have you organized the outfit, or is it one of those, like, on the day the stylist will rock up with 100 choices and you'll just go with whatever inspires you?
No, we're all organized. We're all good to go. I've got 3 outfits throughout the night, so I'm pulling some looks. Yeah, we've got a look for carpet, a look for performance, and then something for the after party too.
Amazing. Well, we, as I said earlier, we're on this R&B Fridays live tour with TLC, and each of them, T-Boz and Chili, have their own quick change tents, and they, like, run off stage into the tent. And I think you should just bring your own, like, Troye Sivan tent and just have it side of stage.
At the Arias.
At the Ari. No one would make fun of you at all.
No, I'm going to 100% do that. That sounds like a good plan.
Oh, that's my boy. That is my boy. The last thing I want to talk about is this track with Betty Who, Heaven. Ever since you released Blue Neighborhood, this has been my favorite track. And I was so stoked when it got serviced to us as a radio single, because I think with the world that we're living in now and all this shit that's going down that kind of makes us young people look around at the world and go, what is going on? These kinds of songs are so important. Do you feel like you have a responsibility now, especially now with the world the way it is, to kind of make this kind of music?
I think so, yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, for me, the thing with that song was I just wrote that song personally about, like, my coming out experience and not really thinking about how it was going to, apply to anyone else. And then I went out and hit the road and started playing it live and seeing how it kind of just connected and seeing people, you know, start bringing pride flags to the show. And then I just played a show in Boston like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And it was like my first arena show, headlining arena show in the States. And it was so rad. During the show, as soon as I started singing Heaven, some of the fans had gone out around the arena before I had gone on stage and handed out colored sheets of paper. So like red, green, yellow, whatever. And they all took their phone lights and put them behind the sheets of paper. So their phone lights lit up in different colors. And they made like an arena sized real life pride flag out of the arena. And it was like the most unreal thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And that kind of thing, you know, is that's the kind of thing that'll stick with me for the rest of my life. And I'm really, really proud of everything that we've done. So it does. It makes me want to keep going and makes me want to, you know, keep just like trying to do my bit.
Amazing. Well, what a beautiful note to end our chat on, Troy. That's just so wonderful. And we can't wait to see what happens and what you bring for us over the next couple of years and all the and hopefully sometimes not so important music that you make. You're still allowed to just write a really stupid, pointless party song. We will still love you for that too.
All right. No worries. That's coming next.
Love it. Thanks so much, Troy. We'll see you tomorrow at the Arias, and I'll see you on rooftop, hopefully half naked.
Yes. See you then.
Well, we chatted to Troy about this incredible track. Let's get it on the air now. His collaboration with the beautiful Betty Who. This is Troy Sivan with Heaven on Ash Sunday Live.
Let's go!
Set the party season off right this summer with Bruno Mars' new album, 24 Karat Magic.